I live in York in the UK. I also work out of York in my home office, but my job takes me all over the world. My name is Darren Booth. My job title is director at Seventh Wave, and we are a people training company. I started in retail in the UK with a company called the Arcady Group, which are a large retailer, and I pretty quickly made it through to a leadership role. I've then since worked with IKEA, with Apple, and in every role that I've had, I've always had leadership roles that lend themselves towards leadership development, training, and staff support has always been a passion of mine. A lot of my roles have taken me around the world. I've had senior roles where I've managed hundreds of people, and I've had junior roles where I've managed a few people. And what this does, it really gives me the tenure and experience to use my experience in our training programs to help young and new to leadership managers and even tenured leaders. So as a young manager, I was given very little training. So I had to learn for myself. I was good at what I did, so I was giving a team to look after, which is a very common theme in leadership. Oh, you are good, so look after these people, and all of a sudden you're a manager with no experience. Most people I've met have been through that experience themselves. So I have had incredible leaders that have supported me through my career that were inspiring and supportive, and I've also had the opposite of that, leaders that weren't supportive, that were expecting something I wasn't capable of, and didn't do a very good job of leading and supporting me. And I think a blend of those two things really helped me bring a practical, realistic viewpoint to what it's like to transition from a member of a team into a manager and beyond. So supporting an individual, supporting a team in their growth is quite simply the best job in the world. I did this throughout my career, from brand new employees to leaders going through their progression to supporting senior leaders, and now I do the best part of my job every single day. This is the reason why I left employment, was to create this business and do this every day. I absolutely love seeing the growth in an individual. I focus on them, not me, so all of our work that we do is always about you, not me, and that support is truly the passion. We use a technique in facilitation to encourage conversation and collaboration. So as an example, we will introduce a model, let's say the change curve. We will then ask the individuals to think about an example of where they have worked or lived through the change curve. We then encourage a conversation in a breakout group or a room if we're physically together. Those guys will go out of the room and have a chat. Or if we're on Zoom, we'll break out into digital rooms. They talk about the change curve and then they come back in and share their examples. What happens in this process is the individuals remember because they've established their understanding from a personal example, and then they apply it to work by talking to somebody else about their culture and their team and their environment. What this does is, there's another model we talk about called the cone of learning, is if we are part of a discussion, and we then present that back and talk back what we've discussed, we will remember 80 or 90% of that content in a few weeks' time. And this is a proven way of learning. And this is the way that we really like to train. There's this added benefit to this as well, is as we are breaking out in our groups, we're actually having conversations with individuals that we might not normally talk with because we're busy or they're in a different department. So it starts to build collaboration within that group as well. So not only are we learning a model and we're having ideas or thoughts about how we can apply our learning, we're also making better relationships with individuals that we are training with. What will I be doing for Paul Wells Consulting in the upcoming months? So we're going to be running a team management program, which consists of 3 90-minute workshops. These are online workshops. We have one at the end of May, the first one, which is how to build a team. And the 3rd of June, we have situational leadership. And then a week later, we have conflict management. So what is the purpose of such a program? This is almost like a taster session, and it's a great opportunity for your consultants to get their perspective on some leadership models. So we start with how to build a team, using some models here that will really help them understand how teams form and how teams grow. I think the skills that they're going to acquire through this and the conversation are going to help them understand maybe the individuals they work with. They can almost apply their learning retrospectively and understand how things have worked in the past or why they've worked, and even how things haven't worked and why they haven't worked. We then move into situational leadership, which gives us an opportunity to look at how we can influence the teams around us. This is really, really important in understanding ourselves and understanding how we need to adjust to others rather than they all adjust to you. And then finally, we look at conflict management. This can be a real challenge for leaders. Having a difficult conversation or dealing with a challenging individual or customer or supplier, we give processes and models, and we allow a safe environment for the individuals to practice so they can feel comfortable and confident going into these difficult conversations. I'll always be demonstrating examples that I can give from my career to help individuals that haven't got experience in that, and use case studies where appropriate as well to help them understand a little bit further. The one thing we can't do in these sessions, or in any session in fact, is teach individuals experience, but we can make them ready for those experiences as they come across them.